Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is Tu Ba'av. What is Tu Ba'av? It is the Jewish Day of Love. And historically, this was the day where unmarried women would go to the vineyards, they would dance, unmarried men would come and look for a wife. I don't think it was, you know, I think it was all good, clean fun, as far as I understand. But this has become the day of love in the Jewish calendar. We wanted to understand how to read the signs that somebody is into you, if somebody likes you or not. So we called in expert Tanya Steyn. She's Chief Executive Officer at The Art of People. Tanya, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Tu Ba'av, which is the Jewish Day of Love. So we thought it's appropriate to try and understand or try and get a sense of how to read those signs. What are the more common signs that we look for to determine if somebody might like you?
So first off, what I have to say is for the lady listeners or your female listeners, when we flirt with someone, it's normally first off, eye contact.
Right.
So a woman would send a look to a man. The men, unfortunately, the research points out that they miss between 3 and 5 of the first flirting glances. So ladies,
we
don't
are such
stop.
Idiots. Men are such idiots.
I think after 6 you can stop. But the first thing is in the eyes. You know,
okay, but hold
funny,
on, hold on. So that's important because a woman shouldn't think, you know, that I've like kind of looked at him and I've kind of indicated and he's ignored me. Don't think that. He's just stupid.
No. He's just slow.
Right, he's
it's
slow.
Not even stupid.
It's not
just
slow. Exactly, just slow. Special needs. Okay, fine.
The research points out between 3 and 5 glances before he actually realizes someone's actually looking at him. Or might be interested.
Gosh, I sometimes worry about our gender. Anyway, right, so that's the first thing.
The first thing is eye contact.
Right.
If they make eye contact with you and they look away and they make eye contact a couple of seconds and they make it again, that's a clear indication that they are interested.
Right.
So you get to meet them and you're chatting and you see she starts preening her hair. She starts opening her neck. Woman releases pheromones. In their necks.
Right.
So they call it preening. They start flipping their hair. They start playing with their hair. If they feel a little bit more comfortable with you, they will start touching your hand or your arm. Or if you're sitting closer, touch your knee.
Ah.
Although you've got to be so careful with touching.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
It can be inappropriate. But sometimes you watch women and they touch the arm and they're talking or laughing.
Right.
So touching is a big thing. And then, of course, the biggest thing to actually know someone's into you is their feet. So I know we say the eyes are the heart to the soul, but the feet are the soul, the guide to your heart.
Right. Do they
when
tell
someone,
a bigger story?
Yes, feet 100%. When someone is interested in your interview, their feet will point towards you.
Right.
But both feet.
That is so interesting. So, in other words, look down at somebody's feet and see which way they're facing. If they are facing towards you, then they're interested. If they're facing towards the door, they're interested in that door.
Or if one foot is facing the door, means they're trying to be respectful, but they actually want to leave or interested in someone else.
Right. Okay.
So it's very interesting when we also look at the eye gaze. So eye gaze, watching where someone's eyes go it takes a bit of practice.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call tower gazing, social gazing, and then intimate gazing.
Right.
So intimate gazing is when you look, it's like a triangle almost. It's eye, and then past the chest or past the chin to the chest bone. I want to say chest bone, not breast.
Right, right.
So when someone's eyes drop lower, it's a clear indication that they would prefer or they are interested in a more intimate relationship.
Right.
So the interesting thing is watching your own eyes, where you look.
Well, I think that's always so interesting to me is that we spend so much time looking outward that we don't actually have a sense of our own body language. And perhaps our feet will tell us, and our eyes will tell us 100%. Maybe what we really want subconsciously.
Exactly. And it happens subconsciously. You're not even aware that it's happening.
Mm.
Your body will naturally, that's why I say, you know, body language is the most amazing tool we can learn how to use, because it really, every single gesture means something. Everything.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
You know, so it's so fascinating. But it's really fun also, you know. I would go to gym and watch people's feet and see who's into who or who's flirting with who.
Right.
Or, you know, it's really, it's just practice.
I think what's also important is not interrupt. If you're at a party or if you're in at a group of people and you do have two people facing head on to each other, feet facing each other, very much in that kind of a zone, that's not a couple that you want to go and just casually chat to. Because don't interrupt them. They aren't open to a third person coming to join their conversation. And I think that happens a lot when we feel awkward in public places, that we don't really know who to go and talk to, when we should, when we shouldn't, because we aren't reading those signs.
The opposite is also true. If you are interested in someone and you're not quite sure if they are interested in you, watch what their body does. If you approach them and you front them completely and your toes are facing them, and they sort of turn their body a little bit away or they lean back, those are all indications that they are uncomfortable.
Mm.
Their brain is telling you they're really not into you. We call it blading, when they turn their shoulder towards you. So, you know, those are also indications, okay, I'm wrong here. You know, look for signs like that. Look for the feet. Look at where their eyes are going. If they really like you, they'll look at you. They'll make more eye contact. That's what we do. We flirt with our eyes. If they're looking past you to the people behind you, this is not going so well.
This makes the internet and all of our Zoom meetings very, very difficult, because where it appears as though we're looking at each other, we're not. We're actually looking at a camera.
Looking at ourselves.
Correct, well, half the time we are. But when we've got somebody else on the screen in front of us and we're looking into their eyes, they're not seeing us look into their eyes because we're looking away from the camera. That makes it makes body language very, very difficult to read in this type of environment. Do you have any advice for us on that?
You see, the thing is, when we make eye contact with people, we release what is called oxytocin.
Mm.
So oxytocin is the feel-good hormone. And we release it for both of us. So what I teach people normally is, if you want to build a strong connection with the person on the other side of the screen, keep looking at your camera. Do not look at them on their little screen. I know it feels awkward, but that way you look like you are trying to build a connection with them, looking them in the eyes. It takes practice.
Yeah.
But I do think face-to-face, I mean, we can change the world by meeting face-to-face, you know.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's no doubt about that. So that is very, very useful, and that is very good advice in terms of Zoom meetings. Look at your camera. Don't, even though it seems counterintuitive because it feels like you're not looking at the person when you're talking or when they're talking, but try and get into the habit, and I've certainly done that, of trying to look at the camera rather than at the person, because that's when you can get a much better connection with that person. Tanya Steyn, Chief Executive Officer at Art of People, talking to us about body language and reading the signs. I hope that was useful.